I'm good.
Just one second. Welcome, Anurag. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, Anurag, thank you for being a client to me today, and I sincerely thank you. I would also like to share with you that we're going to record this session for a learning purpose and academic purpose, and I would like to take permission. I hope this is okay with you.
Sure, Rajnish.
And be rest assured that all this recording will be in a safe space and it will be completely confidential, whatever is being recorded here.
Thank you.
So Anurag, what I request you is to take few deep breathe and try to be in the moment right now. And once you're ready, let me know.
Okay, we can begin.
Good, Anurag. So, Anurag, in our today's coaching conversation, I just want to check with you, what is that you would like to discuss today in our discussion?
So I'd like to discuss something which is actually happening with me in real life today. And I'm trying various ways and means to, sort of come out of it or find a solution for it. But it seems pretty overwhelming. So let me just start by giving you some context. So the story actually begins closer to 2020, when the time when the epidemic came. And this has got nothing to do with any personal losses, but that's that aside. Fortunately, on the health issues, nothing impacted me, at least not that I can see. But a lot of other areas, started suddenly to decline, in the sense of, to start with, the most important thing, which is my career. Okay, and for some political reasons, which I got to know later, my L2 boss gave me a bad rating. Even though he overrode my L1 boss's okay rating to give me a bad one. That was pretty demoralizing. And in 22, my boss changed also. So from 22 to 23, I went through a pretty tough time, with a new boss until my current boss sort of took over what I was doing. And from then, things have sort of stabilized a bit. Then again, on the health front, if I look at it, thanks to sitting on the dining table chair for 4 months during the work from home, I developed a pretty bad, lower back problem. Remnants of that problem still remain today, but those of you that had to do a lot of physiotherapy, etc., to get that going. Mom's health is also a little bit indifferent in terms of things. I mean, she's able to, but I'm getting a little worried in terms of her, whether she's developing dementia or something more recently. So what is basically happening at this point in time is what I am seeing happening around me is I visit one. If you look at now, if you come back to where the 3 points which you mentioned. So the career, on the career front, okay, things stabilized in 23, but the role that I have got is a very challenging role. I like it. I'm completely enjoying it. There is no doubt about it. Yes, there are challenges in terms of the execution, huge challenges in terms of the execution. But it requires a certain level of creative thinking, which I'm just not able to muster at this point in time, right? And I think and that is also leading me to neglect my health issues, and also leading me to sort of neglect the other things that I'm supposed to do to charge me up somehow. What is actually disturbing me, what is actually making me feel, if I can loosely use the word bad about this whole situation, is that I was never like this. Whether professionally or personally, I've always been the most optimist guy in the room. I've always been a very creative sort of a chap, always come out with ideas, always. Now, in the last 20 years of my being in my current organization, I have mostly done roles where I was the first or the second holder of that particular role, so you have a lot of experience in creating and building sub businesses, and processes and functions and everything. So there's been a lot of superlative activity happening. And now when I look at all that period of my life in terms of my career, and then I look at the fact that I'm like stuck in terms of fact that I'm facing a big challenge, but I'm not able to find a solution to that challenge. Then if I look at the, and on top of it, on top of all of this, I have also taken this plunge into this, coaching session where one is required to dedicate the number of hours. Now, if I think back and then I say, okay, so what is all this happening and why am I doing what I'm doing? Yes. So the coaching session I took basically to kickstart my, brain engine, so as to speak, out of the, stagnation that it is facing, so that I can challenge myself, so that my creative thinking a little bit improves, so that I'm able to figure out ways and means to get out of the solution. But I'm seeing, and this has been happening even before the coaching session started, that I've been feeling very, very overwhelmed, by the turn by events around me. It seems like there are too many things that I just can't manage to get my hang in terms of bringing them to some sort of a forget about control, even in terms of trying to understand where and what I should be doing at this point in time. So one of the things I started to do was maybe try and make a list of things that turned out to be a huge, humongous task. And if I compare myself with, let's say, a pilot of a plane, then all the dashboards and signals on my system are flashing amber, which means any of them can turn red and I can, fail in that particular enterprise at any given point in time, which is what I don't want to happen, basically, right? So I want to come back to what I was. I want to come back to where I used to be. I want to come back to being the guy that I used to be, who was able to solve problems for others, not just for himself, also for others. The guy who was able to find a solution for everything, and including my own, obviously my own, issues at work, and, relating to the things that I need to put into place so that I'm able to manage mom's health better, and also manage my personal time better, of which I'm just not finding any. So now, because, and somewhere I feel, somewhere I feel that what is also happening is that maybe because I'm getting so overwhelmed by things, I'm losing the motivation to do anything about it. So I find myself doing a very silly, teenager kind of a thing, which is that every 30 minutes before I go to sleep at night, I am scrolling on Insta Reels or FB Reels, something which basically kids do, to while away the time. But I am doing this because it sort of gives me some sort of a, relief from the stress clouds that are around me. I don't feel stressed as such, if you look at it from that perspective. Pressurized, but yes, definitely I do. So that is the situation that I'm finding myself in today. And I thought that this conversation might help me to figure out a way in terms of how do I get back to where I belong.
Good, Anurag. That's a very long story. And I hear that you have really, been able to cruise through the difficult situation of the COVID. And that's a good thing to hear. So basically, Arunag, what I hear from you is, you're feeling that you're quite overwhelmed with the current situation.
Yes.
And I also hear that, you want to get back to the old Anurag where you were a creative thinker, where you were a Kickstarter
Yes.
and you were a problem solver. So that is what the space you want to go back to.
Right.
So if I may ask Anurag, what else, when you say you are overwhelmed, what else does come to your mind when you say you're overwhelmed by the current situation?
It's like if I were to, put a sort of, if I were to put a scene onto it, it's like I'm standing in the middle of a field and there are 20, 30 people trying to attack me at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, where those people essentially obviously represent in my life the things that the tasks that have to be done at any given day, at any given moment, at any given time. So that's what it sort of feels like, And every time I try to do one thing, I'm reminded of four other things that are pending. So the pressure only goes up.
So what I hear, Anurag, is that you have a lot of work at hand, and what also I hear is that you get a lot of pressure, when the things pile up with you. Is that
Yes.
correct?
Yes.
So when you say a lot of work gets piled up, what is that comes to your mind, so that you get out of this overwhelming situation?
So if I were to sort of step back and think about why it gets piled up to start with, I think it's because I'm probably getting, like I said, with far too overwhelmed to calmly sit down and maybe think about prioritizing things in my life, figuring out what I need to do immediately or the second what I need to do by what part and time, something looking like having a Gantt chart that we used to study back in college. So something like that that sort of says, okay, day one to day four, this for the explanation of others, day one to day four, you need to be focusing on this. Day five to day seven, this part of the project needs to be closed. Something like a, project management schedule. And then more importantly, sticking to that schedule, which I'm not doing right now because the other thing, which is also coming out, which I'm like, I'm talking to you, I'm beginning to realize this. So this conversation that I am also chasing down too many rabbits in the sense I'm getting distracted by too many things. So when I start to do something and there's point number two, point number three also come up at the same time, I try to solve for all three at the same time, not having getting any one thing done. So yeah, so that's what happens.
So good. So Anurag, but basically I hear that, you are trying to prioritize things, but
I want to,
then,
yes.
yes, you want to prioritize many things. I also hear that you have a long to-do list and
Yeah.
probably you're not able to decide which one to take. So basically, so Anurag, what I think is, what is that you would like to explore today, when you say that you want to prioritize, you need to do things? What is that you want to explore today in this session?
See, the most obvious thing that I want to do is to figure out a way, and in term, and when I say figure out a way, I mean obviously in the order of being able to execute these things, to take the pressure off me, and for me to be able to get back my mojo. Like I always think that, okay, what I was in the pre-epidemic days, why can't I be that kind of a person, solving this, solving that, closing this, closing that, executing here, executing there, in a day's work? And why am I feeling so overburdened, and why am I slowing down, and all these things are happening to me? So I want to go back to what I was. Yeah, so I want to explore that today.
So, Anurag, what I hear from you is that you want to get your mojo back.
Yep, yes, absolutely.
So, fantastic, fantastic, Anurag. So, if I may ask, when you say you want to get your mojo back, what does that mean to you actually?
So what it means to me is to be the person that I was, and not very long ago. Okay, be the person that I was, be the person who was successful in whatever they were doing. Majority of the time, and nobody is obviously successful 100% of the time, but at least 85, 90% you were able to, one was able to execute what one thought that one would do, right? So if I was so for example, if I were to sort of give you an example, in terms of let me try and sort of relate this to a personal example, right? So even so back much earlier, much before the epidemic also, I had voluntarily started to train the people of my organization, or rather my ex-organization, I would call it, within the same group, the ex-organization within a department where I already was, right? And I was able to do that in with while keeping in my requirements of my job. Okay, so it was that easy, I would be easily able to take out that mind weight, that bandwidth and the mind space for about 1.5 hours, okay, three sets in maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and deliver what I had to deliver. Today, the colleague from the same team came to me and said, "Can you help?" I said, "Yes, I could do it," but I also wanted him to be a part of it. I also said, "I cannot take the full strain on my own," and all of that thing. I would not have done that, when I was in the pre-academic year, epidemic days. I was, yeah, man, I can do it. Why not? That confidence, committing and then being able to deliver and then delivering on it. So that is, that what I mean when I say I want to get my mojo back. That old confidence of being able to commit and deliver on that commitment.
I hear that you basically you want to be the what I hear is that you want to get your mojo back and you want to be the same Anurag who was there before.
Yes, that's right.
So basically what else comes to your mind when you say that you want to be same Anurag?
I mean, what else in the sense?
I would say what comes to your mind to get your mojo back, basically?
So if you ask me to get what more, I mean, if you want me to elaborate on what I mean by what I get my mojo back, then I think I would say that like I said, to be the confident person that I once was, okay,
Okay.
and be able to keep my promises, to be to myself also and to the people around me. Right now, I'm finding that people around me is not so much of a problem. I'm able to keep those promises somehow. But to myself, I'm not able to because there is hardly any time, and one is constantly, pressurized for doing 10 things where only you have the time for one at any point in time. So that is the difference. So that mojo back is like balancing my whole life, rebalancing my whole life, and being able to deliver on what's important. Because you see, I also realize that there is a. It's very quickly that I need to do this because I'm not getting any younger, right? So after a few years, there will be time for a retirement. Then that would change, take another paradigm shift. Now, if I have to prepare for that paradigm shift, then I have to get my mojo back today so that today's deliverables, etc., are all under control. Today's executions are done. Today's promises are made and kept. And I have some time to reflect on then what I need to do in the future. So that's the importance of my getting my mojo back.
So, Anurag, what I hear from you is that you want to be more confident and, in the things which you do so that you
Yeah.
get your mojo back. So,
More
what is
confident.
this basic? So, what is that you would explore, be more confident now?
I think that bit of that confidence would be able to.
So Anurag, when you say mojo, what makes this mojo important for you now, actually?
Yeah, so if I were so here, and I again for the sake of clarification, I would use this word and the word confidence, interchangeably here to get my old confidence back. And the reason why it is important is because you see, I have to solve for a very challenging problem at work also, and that is very critical, because if that does not get solved now, as in this particular month itself, or maybe in the next 30 days itself, then it could be difficult for me to be able to meet my, KPI goals. And to solve that problem, it is important for me to get my old self back, to get my old confidence back, and all of that bit. Yeah, that's what it is.
Gaurav, you very rightly said. So, what would this confidence bring to you now, actually?
This confidence will basically do, see, what will happen is, if I when I get this confidence back, then I believe I will be in a state of mind which will help me to become more creative, to be able to solve the challenge that I have at work, number one. And number two, to be able to also then solve for the other things, maybe prioritize the other things, figure out a plan, like I was saying earlier. And oh, so what it will happen, it will be a cascading effect where the pressure automatically keeps coming down as more and more things start getting solved.
Good, Anurag, very nicely said. So, if I may ask, what is the purposefulness of this confidence in your life now?
The purposefulness of this life is basically to get my life back on track. Like I said, the be the old Anurag that I had, that I used to be.
That's very nice. So, Anurag, if I may, ask, so what do you think is a useful outcome of outcome for you this in this conversation today?
So I think two, three things that have come to my mind, as we were conversing today. And one of them seems to be that it is important that I sort of to reduce the pressure that I'm currently feeling overwhelmed, is to draw up a calendarized chart in terms of what needs to be done, so that I don't feel the pressure of doing that thing on that day itself. I know that particular thing has to be done on a separate date, and today something else has to be done. Divide it into day-wise tasks, so that probably might get the pressure off, and then slowly the work towards getting my confidence back as these tasks start getting executed.
I think very, very well explained, Anurag. I think so. In order to achieve that, what do you think you need to shift your perspective in terms of your perspective so that you get to this confidence and sort out this thing?
So I think the first thing would be to prepare a very detailed note, or I have a small note, but to make it more detailed into tasks and subtasks and everything, so that I'm able to actually map the problem for what it is and not generally look at it as a thundercloud and
Okay.
start feeling worrisome. When you map something, you know exactly the contours of what you are facing, then it's easier for you to face it.
And what do you think will enable you to get to that, kind of making a meticulous thing and all those things?
So I just have to sort of get down to doing it. Maybe probably on the weekend, I sit down and I allocate 2 hours and I make that particular chart. That is step number one in terms of figuring out what the problem looks like. Okay, and then once the chart is made, then to start slowly working on solving it on a day-to-day basis, whatever tasks are set for that particular day.
I think very well said, Anurag. So, with this understanding, what is that is getting clearer to you today in this discussion?
So one thing definitely is getting clearer, that yes, if you define the problem that you face and you are able to put a sort of a contour to it, then it starts resolving sooner rather than trying to just confront the problem as a problem.
Very nice, Anurag. I think that's a good discovery. So, what is that you're learning in terms of your, about this today, about yourself?
So I'm learning that it is not impossible. Like I was thinking maybe an hour back or 2 hours back to get back to what I am. I think I'm getting more confidence now to be able to, already it has started to come in this conversation, I would say, to for me to be able to get that mojo back, to be able to being the Anurag that I once used to be. And now it's now even the coaching schedule doesn't look as scary as it looked in the morning today.
Good, Anurag. That is very good to hear, actually, that this conversation is leading to a meaningful discussion. So, in order to get back to this, what actions do you think you want to take now, for you now at this moment?
So actions very clearly would be that once the timetable gets built, so as to speak, would be to monitor that on a weekly basis to see what has been done, not done, and if not done, then what are the reasons for them not being done, so that you're able to execute that within a reasonable time frame.
And you think what kind of resources you would need to, execute those kind of timetable, and put it, all the things in place for you?
So one of the things that I'm thinking of is to sort of, deploy a couple of my friends at very strategic time intervals to be what we in the coaching term as accounting partners, accountable partners. So they keep on,
That's
checking
nice. Yeah.
back whether I have done it or I have not done it.
So you already have identified some accountability partners for you. That's very nice to hear, Anurag.
Yeah, as I know broadly, the set of people from whom I can choose specifically, I have not, but yes, in this conversation, we can definitely, post this conversation, I can definitely do that. Yes.
And how will you hold yourself accountable for, that whatever you are, thinking you will be actioning those items?
Holding myself accountable, I mean, you see, this is the only option that I have. I don't have anything else. I mean, there's nothing else that I can do to get out of the situation. So that's the thing. I mean, it's not that I can, I don't have the luxury of saying that, okay, I did not do this, but I, nothing happens. I mean, there's no alternative to not doing it.
I think that's a great plan, Anurag. What I hear is that you already have some people, your friends who will be your accountable partner, and you yourself will be, following up this meticulously on your plans, which is there. Is
Yeah.
there anything else which would like to discuss today, Anurag?
No, Rajnish, I think we have had a pretty wholesome conversation here. Yeah, thank you for
Thank you, Anurag.
letting
Thank you
me.
so much. If you are okay with this, with the permission, can we close the session?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you, Anurag. It was a very nice, session with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rajnish. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.